Good morning, I'm Michelle Harris. I'm Labour's mayoral candidate for Bedford Borough.
Now, Michelle, I've asked you to meet me somewhere that reflects you. Where have you chosen this morning?
I've chosen Stewartbury Lake. It's one of Redford's great open spaces. We've got a fabulous view here.
Have you got any connections with it yourself then?
I haven't got direct connections with Stewartbury Lake, but this whole area is of an interest of mine because I'm a founder member of Bedford and Milton Keynes Waterways Trust.
Do you own a boat?
I do. I used to live on a boat. I was for 17 years.
So how long have you lived in Bedford?
I've only lived in Bedford for a year. I live here through choice. The area I live in, Risley, which is northeast Bedfordshire. We've got some fantastic cycling around there. It's really pretty.
So you've only lived in Bedford for a year?
That's right, yes.
Is that long enough to stand for mayor, to know all about the town?
Yes, because I'm passionate about the area that I live in. I intend to stay here. It's not as though I'm just coming through on transit.
Well, let's find out more about you, Michelle. What's the worst job you've ever had?
Oh, I've had so many jobs. I worked in a bakery for a week.
But working in a bakery sounds yummy. That would be our idea of heaven.
No, not when you're standing up all day serving people and you've got all nice... There is nice bread in front of you that you can eat, but that doesn't do a lot of good for the waistline.
And what's the best job you've ever had?
Definitely the bar. I became a barrister 10 years ago, having did my degree at night school and going on to there. And I've had 10 years where I feel like I've been privileged to be able to help people at times which have been very difficult for them.
Do you have a partner?
I live with my boyfriend, yes.
Sum up Bedford in three words.
Beautiful, historic, diverse.
So why would you make a great mayor?
I'd make a great mayor because I'm friendly, I'm approachable, I know what Bedford needs. I'm not going to miss the wider picture, which is, by that I mean the Conservative and Liberal Democrats' national cuts regime that they're forcing upon local councils, and that I'll be transparent and I'll let people know what it is is happening with the council.
You're very keen to tell us about what's wrong with the other parties, but why would you make a great mayor?
I am keen to tell you what's wrong with the other parties and what's great about Labour, which is the only progressive party in UK politics.
But what about you? You as mayor?
Me as mayor, as I say, I'm friendly, I'm approachable, I listen, you know, I'm intelligent, I can work out what we need to do, but I can also take on other people's ideas as well and do what's right for Bedford.
If you could change one thing about Bedford, what would it be?
To safeguard the jobs and protect public services.
And how are you going to do that in the face of cuts?
By voting Labour on May the 5th, we're sending a clear message to the government, and we don't know what impact that will have on the National Conservative and Lib Dem government and what impact it will have on the cuts. We know that 500,000 people walking on the streets were ignored, but whether we'll be able to ignore results in the polling station is a different matter. But we also need somebody that's going to stand up against to protect jobs and frontline services. And I don't think you can do that if you're part of the parties that are bringing them in.
Are you standing for mayor as a Labour candidate for a national debate, or are you standing for a Labour candidate because actually you care about the people of Bedford?
Both.
So when was the last time you went out for a night in Bedford, and where did you go to?
Just to the pubs, really, around Bedford.
Who do you most admire?
I'm not a big one for hero worshipping people. I think that we should look into ourselves and know that we can achieve what we want to achieve.
Do you have any pets?
I do. I have a pet rabbit called Velvet and a guinea pig called Poppy. Managed to manipulate me quite a lot.
What's the most listened to track on your iPod?
I go from sort of Schubert to AC/DC and quite a lot in between.
Check you're in touch with the common people. How much is the price of a pint of milk?
46p.
What are the key challenges for the next mayor of Bedford over the next 5 years?
I would lead Bedford Borough's fight against the National Cuts programme. I would make sure that we prioritise our budget to safeguard jobs and frontline services, and we need to develop business and job opportunities in Bedford.
Michelle, you have answered all of my questions. Will you now play the quickfire quiz of people behind the pledges?
Yes.
Full English or muesli?
Muesli.
Scrap middle schools or keep the system the same?
Whatever we do, we need to protect our current pupils.
Strictly or X Factor?
Neither.
Tikka masala or fish and chips?
Fish and chips.
Knock down or keep Bedford bus station?
Knock down.
Night at the cinema or night at the theatre?
Theatre.
Milton Keynes is better for shopping or Bedford's better for shopping?
Sure, Bedford's better for shopping.
Save our civic theatre.